off on Michael Flynn.
The House Oversight and Government Reform Committee has appropriately requested this memo, and I'm sure we're going to want to hear from Mr. Comey about why, if this happens as he allegedly describes, why didn't take action at the time.
A scary moment today for a North Carolina senator as he collapsed during a charity run. Senator Tom Tillis said on Twitter he's okay now.
I'm fine, just running about 2.5 miles in, got overheated. No CPR, no special measures, just checking me out. See you back on the Hill.
People recovering this morning after deadly tornadoes in a 5-state area. One person killed in Eau Claire, Wisconsin. Another in Elk City, Oklahoma. USA Radio News.
If you really want thicker, stronger, longer, and healthier-looking hair, over 1 million Ovation Cell Therapy customers will tell you. Ovation really works, and it's guaranteed for a full year. No other hair care product makes that promise. Not one.
I noticed my hair getting stronger within the first 2 weeks. The condition of my hair was so noticeable that I began telling all my friends about Ovation Cell Therapy. And now my friends are telling their friends about Ovation Cell Therapy. It's that good.
There is only one Ovation Cell Therapy hair and scalp treatment. With Ovation's high levels of proteins and amino acids, Ovation Cell Therapy is clinically proven to reduce breakage, increase bounce, body, luster, and shine. All you need is your favorite shampoo and conditioner and your new third bottle in the shower, Ovation Cell Therapy. For thicker, stronger, longer, and healthier looking hair, go now to ovationhair.com and order today. New customers should select Angie Austin at checkout to save even more. That's ovationhair.com.
The head of U.S. Pacific Command is speaking out about North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. Chris Barnes has this report.
Kim Jong-un is not afraid to fail in public.
The man who leads the United States Pacific Command, Admiral Harry Harris Jr., saying that recent military tests by North Korea indicate its program is getting closer to becoming a direct threat to the United States and many of its allies.
And every test he makes is a success because it takes North Korea one step closer to being able to deliver a nuclear-tipped missile anywhere in the world.
Its most recent successful test happened on Sunday morning when a ballistic missile flew over 400 miles before dropping into the sea. I'm Chris Barnes.
In-N-Out is no longer America's favorite burger. In a new Harris poll, Five Guys has pushed In-N-Out to number two after a couple of years on top. Shake Shack came in third on the list, followed by Wendy's and Culver's. The rest of the top 10, Whataburger, McDonald's, Sonic, Smashburger, and Steak and Shake. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn for pre1933.com. I've been the single biggest BBB, backer, believer, and buyer of gold for over 15 years, but now I've found a better way to buy gold. I found the Uber of gold. This company, pre1933.com, will forever change the way gold is sold. Pre1933.com is a wholesaler of pre-1933 gold. They have no salesmen, zero commission, prices no one can compete with. Call 855-PRE-1933. That's toll-free, 855-773-1933, or go to pre1933.com.
Anti-Trump Senator John McCain now trying to compare what's happening with the Comey situation to Watergate. Here's Mark Mayfield with that story.
The Arizona Republican made the comments Tuesday night at a dinner hosted by the International Republican Institute in Washington. McCain has been vocal in his criticism of the current administration. His latest comments came on the heels of news that Trump had asked now fired FBI Director James Comey to stop an investigation into former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn's possible connections to Russia. As for Russia, McCain said letting Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov into the Oval Office to meet with Trump was unacceptable. He called him an old KGB stooge and said his boss, Vladimir Putin, is a murderer.
A reporter for Politico trying to cause a scandal with a California congressman. Here's more on that from Jason Campidonia.
The reporter from Politico says when she asked Congressman Daryl Issa about the recent news regarding former FBI Director James Comey last night, he gave her the one-finger salute. Issa said on Twitter that he respects the reporter, but the gesture never happened. A woman standing nearby says she watched the reporter ask the question, watched Issa turn towards the reporter, and then the reporter's reaction. Issa says he was just in a hurry to go vote. I'm Jason Campidonia.
An unwelcome sight for many travelers in Washington, D.C.'s Union Station last night. Someone hacked into their video screen that normally shows ads from local businesses and displayed pornography. It stayed on for several minutes before someone could pull the plug. Officials say the screens will remain off for the time being. USA Radio News.
Do yourself a favor. Call Sam Landis for a free consultation. Trust me, Sam Landis is the best. Sam saved my life. Call Sam at 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. That's toll free, 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. 800-WE-HELP-YOU.
An arrest has been made in connection with one of the worst mass murders in the state of Ohio in history, happening just over a year ago, leaving 8 members of an Ohio family dead. Police now say they've arrested James Manley of Pike County, Ohio, charging him with vandalism and tampering with evidence for now, but Manley's the brother of one of the victims. 8 people ranging from 16 to 44 were found shot to death at 4 locations around that small town of Piketon in April of 2016. The NTSB says it's not ruling anything out in Monday's crash of a Learjet near a northern New Jersey airport. Ethan Harp reports investigators have recovered a crucial piece of the evidence.
The fiery wreckage smothered an area longer than a football field.
The airplane was destroyed.
The NTSB's Jim Silliman says there's a wide range of potential causes, including wind.
Of course, we'll be looking at all the weather aspects, but certainly the wind at the time of the accident is a concern.
Surveillance video shows the Learjet with its nose and right wing down. No sign the crew had a chance to save the doomed plane.
The very last moment, or moments, were out of control. And why it got there is, of course, the subject of the investigation.
The cockpit voice recorder is now in federal hands, but the plane didn't have a flight data recorder and didn't have to.
And rumors proved true. Roseanne's coming back to network TV with the original cast as ABC's announced a reboot of the hit sitcom that will premiere in 2018. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good morning, Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
Time is 8:04. It's time for Hunterdon Chamber Radio weather. 66 degrees right now, clear skies, 10% chance of precipitation. Today is Wednesday, May 17, 2017. It's going to be sunny, warmer with highs in the upper 80s, southwest winds 5 to 10 miles an hour, gusts up to 25 miles an hour this afternoon. We have a air quality alert today. Department of Environmental Protection has issued a Code Orange Air Action Day for ground-level ozone in effect. Air quality alert means that air quality within the region may approach or exceed unhealthy standards. For more information on current and forecast concentrations of ground-level ozone particulates, see airnow.gov. For tonight, partly cloudy, patchy fog with in the midnight, much warmer after lows in the mid-60s, southwest winds at 5 to 10 miles an hour. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, hot with highs in the lower 90s, southwest winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. On Friday,
do yourself a favor. Call Sam Landis for a free consultation. Trust me, Sam Landis is the best. Sam saved my life. Call Sam at 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. That's toll-free, 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. 800-WE-HELP-YOU.
An arrest has been made in connection with one of the worst mass murders in the state of Ohio in history, happening just over a year ago, leaving 8 members of an Ohio family dead. Police now say they've arrested James Manley of Pike County, Ohio, charging him with vandalism and tampering with evidence for now, but Manley's the brother of one of the victims. 8 people ranging from 16 to 44 were found shot to death at 4 locations around that small town of Piketon in April of 2016. The NTSB says it's not ruling anything out in Monday's crash of a Learjet near a northern New Jersey airport. Ethan Harp reports investigators have recovered a crucial piece of the evidence.
The fiery wreckage smothered an area longer than a football field.
The airplane was destroyed.
The NTSB's Jim Silliman says there's a wide range of potential causes, including wind.
Of course, we'll be looking at all the weather aspects, but certainly the wind at the time of the accident is a concern.
Surveillance video shows the Learjet with its nose and right wing down. No sign the crew had a chance to save the doomed plane.
The very last moment, or moments, were out of control. And why it got there is, of course, the subject of the investigation.
The cockpit voice recorder is now in federal hands, but the plane didn't have a flight data recorder and didn't have to.
And rumors proved true. Roseanne's coming back to network TV with the original cast as ABC's announced a reboot of the hit sitcom that will premiere in 2018. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good morning, Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic, and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
Time for Hunter Chamber Radio Weather. 66 degrees right now, clear skies, 10% chance of precipitation. Today is Wednesday, May 17, 2017. It's going to be sunny, warmer with highs in the upper 80s, southwest winds 5 to 10 miles an hour, gusts up to 25 miles an hour this afternoon. We have an air quality alert today. Department of Environmental Protection has issued a Code Orange Air Action Day for ground level ozone in effect. Air quality alert means that air quality within the region may approach or exceed unhealthy standards. For more information on current and forecast concentrations of ground level ozone particulates, see airnow.gov. For tonight, partly cloudy, patchy fog with in the midnight, much warmer after lows in the mid 60s, southwest winds at 5 to 10 miles an hour. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, hot with highs in the lower 90s, southwest winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. On Friday, mostly sunny, a chance of showers or thunderstorms in the afternoon, mid-80s. Partly sunny on Saturday, not as warm, around 70. On Sunday, upper 60s. And on Monday, showers likely, chance of thunderstorms in the afternoon, mid-70s. Temperatures in our area, 67 in Raritan, 63 in Kingwood, 68 in Clinton Township, 66 in Tewksbury, 63 in Phillipsburg, 61 in Frenchtown. Good morning, Hunterdon. That's Hunter Chamber Radio Weather.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
Good morning, Hunter and Big C here coming live from the Chamber of Commerce offices. We're in Flemington, New Jersey. We're down the street from the old courthouse, the Union Hotel of the famous Lindbergh trial. It is my job to get you out and about on your day, going to work, going to school, running errands. You need to be on the internet, though, because over the wire, we're not over the air. We're the only 24-hour talk internet radio station in the nation, produced by the Chamber of Commerce. And we're all about Hunter County, New Jersey. It is Enya, Sail Away. Something many of us would like to do right now with the hot weather coming in and the air quality not so good. Love to be on the ocean or down in the Caribbean and enjoying a little bit better weather. But it'll be over with in a little bit. Just going to have to overcome this challenge for the next couple of days. Well, here it is. It's Wednesday, and I emphasized the Union Hotel with some great news about a deal that was made regarding the redevelopment in Flemington. We'll get to that and more on HuntingChamberRadio.com's Good Morning Hunting Show. It's great to be back. I was on vacation for the last couple of days, and we are back in the saddle and getting you information that you need today. So let's see what's going on. First things first, got to talk about traffic. See what's happening on our Hunter County roads. HARTT.com sends me my alerts. You can do them, get them too. Just register with them, and they'll send you the alerts via email. Well, it appears to be all quiet out there. Nope. Take it back. All right, let's see what we got. 6:16, we had a bicycling event reminder going on. Watch for additional bicyclists on local and county roads as part of Hunter and Bike to Work Week, which is this week. Slow-moving traffic at Exit 18 Clinton Township back to west of Exit 12 Perryville as of 6:43 this morning. Construction at Pennsylvania State Line, both directions, one lane closed. That's of 7:29 this morning. And a motor vehicle accident delays back to Exit 20 Lebanon Borough from Exit 26 Lamington. That's happened at 7:46. So 78 eastbound is going to be a little slow-moving. That's it for right now. Drive safe, sound smart. Good morning, Hunter and Hunt Chamber Radio Traffic. So what's on Hunter and Chamber Radio.com's schedule for today? Well, I'm on till 10. No guests today. We're going to get you caught up on a lot of news, including that new development with regard to the redevelopment project. So we'll get you all that. I have Diane Lane on at 8:40 to talk about travel, so maybe she can help us sail away. And at 8:30, the investment update. Just checking my calendar to see if Michelle is not available. So I'll be doing the investment update on my own today. So all that coming up today. Raising Conscious Kids Radio is on from 11 to 12. That's Kim Pramatic. She is very interested in raising, helping you raise kids in the 21st century who are more tech savvy and more in tune with the world. And she wants to help you help them. So she'll give you all the ideas that she can, and she usually has some great guests. So she's on from 11 to 12. At 12 o'clock, Counselor Chat with Ruth Altamora Roll. Ruth has over 30 years of experience here with a private practice in Flemington as a certified therapist. And she, a certified counselor, excuse me, Ruth, and she would like to help you. She helps you with all different afflictions, emotional and mental, regarding your well-being. Anger management, counseling, marriage counseling, and the like. She's got a whole bunch of different things. Talking about stress a couple weeks ago, helping you with that. Talked about what a certified counselor is compared to a therapist. So she gave you that insight last week, and she'll certainly have more information for us coming up. At 2 to 3, it's Modern Design. It's Rich Scuderi comes in, and he talks all about interior design, and he brings on some great guests to talk about it with him. Some of them happen to be his sourcing. Some of it happens to be his own ideas, and he also helps you with challenges that you might be facing to get you the inexpensive but really great-looking current modern designs. Talented People with Jeannie Murphy and Colleen Kelly is on from 3 to 4. Jeannie Murphy Public Relations is on, and she has a great guest today, and it's going to be none other than me. We'll be talking about my career and my expertise outside of radio biz, and I'm sure radio will jump into it as well, but talented people, Jeannie Murphy showcasing myself and my businesses. Human Side with David White and Albert Nevin, and they talk all about organizational business and just pretty much all about how humans react and think and behave. So they all bring that to you. That is the entire Hunter and Chamber.com lineup. It's all there in the Hunter and Chamber.com website, mobile website, Google Play and Apple Store apps, our LinkedIn subgroup, Facebook page, and our Twitter handle, Hunter and Radio. All the ways to listen to, learn about, and interact with Hunter and Chamber Radio.com. We'll be right back with more of Good Morning Hunterdon in just a moment. Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, Let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Welcome back to Good Morning Hunter and Hunter. That's Christine Aguilera, and she's helping with BrownleeAndLax.com celebration observances for the week and the day. So it's Food Allergy Awareness Week, started on the 14th. National Eosinophil Awareness Week. National Medical Transcription Week. National Nursing Home Week, National Police Week, National Return to Work Week, National Transportation Week, Reading is Fun Week, Root Canal Awareness Week, Salute to Moms 35 Plus Week, National Women's Health Week, Work at Home Moms Week, American Craft Beer Week. We got that right down the street at two different microbreweries. Lone Eagle over there and near Turntable Junction. It is National Bike to Work Week. It's International Coaching Week. National Foul Ball Week. Got the Somerset Patriots, Trenton Thunder helping you with that. For today, it is International Day Against Homophobia, Transphobia, and Biphobia. National Employee Health and Fitness Day. Same-sex Marriage Day. Setendi Mai. It's World Hypertension Day. World Telecommunications and Information Society Day. World Neurofibromatosis Day, NF Day, and it is Turn Beauty Inside Out Day. Stop worrying about the external beauty and start worrying about how you project yourself and your inner thoughts and your inner drive and your inner desire, and that will make you as beautiful as ever. You're so caught up on external beauty and beauty products, and that's just wrong. Got to look at the person inside and see what they're all about. There you go. That's BrownieLax.com celebration observances for the week and a day. Pick something and get involved. Make the world a better place. Smile on your face. Vitamin C comes from NJ.com. Updated on May 17th at 7:37 a.m. this morning. Craig Turpin of NJ Advanced Media reports that the Flemington filling station returns for a second summer. In the nick of time, with this crazy weather that we've already got, the Flemington Filling Station, a community service beer garden, will once again be held at Patio 144 Main Street on Friday evenings from May 26th through August 18th. On Saturdays from May 27th through August 19th, the filling station takes place at Lone Eagle Brewery on Stangle Road. The brewery is planning a new patio addition, according to Flemington Community Partnership organizers of the filling station. The filling station will provide food vendors, live music, and games for families. The station is family-oriented and pet-friendly community gathering space that highlights local food and music, according to a news release. FCP is thrilled to be bringing back the filling station, said Judy Goodwin, executive director of Flemington Community Partnership. This community venue provides an opportunity to showcase our great town and give everyone an ideal place to come together and unwind each weekend. The filling station welcomed nearly 1,000 patrons during the grand opening last summer. Tents will be set up at the patio for the season, and musicians can register to participate at exploreflemington.com. It's great news. So we'll have the ability to enjoy that yet again, and the weather already providing us an opportunity to do just that. So just going to hang out for another 10 days before you can enjoy the first day of the filling station being open. But it was a great hit last year. I'm sure now with a year to percolate about it, it's going to be great again. So make your time. Musicians, sign up and register, and make sure you go and visit your neighbors. Clinton has some great opportunity to meet all their neighbors. Now you have the opportunity down in Flemington. Do not pass it up. Vitamin C for today. All right, it's time for some celebrity birthdays for today. Let's see who's got a birthday.
We sing happy birthday to you, and may all your dreams come true.
Happy, happy birthday.
From the old Disc Jockey Almanac, our celebrity birthdays for May 17th, 2017. From A Christmas Carol, Ryan Ochoa is 21. Actor in Zeke and Luther, Daniel Curtis Lee is 26. The Hunger Games, Levin Rambin is 27. It Follows, Olivia Liccardi is 28. From 13, Nikki Reed is 29. Actress in Nice Guys, Carice Tran is 29. 31st birthday of Erin Richards from Gotham. The actress in Natalie Holloway, Amy Gumenik, is 31. Actor in Baby Daddy, Taj Mowry is 31. Dancer in Dancing with the Stars, Derek Howe is 32. Shadow of the Gun, Melissa Santos is 33. Austin Land, Ada Field is 38. From Split, a new movie that just came out, Lynn Renee is 38. Till Death, Kat Foster is 39. Trick or Treat, Rochelle Ayotz is 41. Singer of Just Kickin' It, Kendall Burris is 41. Actor in Black Hat, Liam Wang is 41. Coors singer, Andrea Coors is 43. From Heroes, Sendhil Ramanurthy is 43. Dawn of the Dead, Natalie Brown, 44. Rizzoli and Isles, Sasha Alexander is 44. New Kids on the Block singer, Jordan Knight is 47. From Robin Hood, Alan Doyle is 48. Beverly Hills 90210, Cameron Bancroft is 50. One False Move, Cinda Williams is 51. Actor in CSI New York, Hill Harper, 51. From The 100, Paige Turco is 52. NBC News reporter, Kelly O'Donnell is 52. Television personality, The Real Housewives of New York City, Luann DiAgostino is 52. Chicago Fire's David Eigenberg is 53. TV host, The Late Late Show, Craig Ferguson is 55. Singer and songwriter and musician, Enya is 56 today. Captain Phillips, actor, Corey Johnson is 56. Army of Darkness, Bruce Thomas is 56. Alice in Wonderland's Paul Whitehouse is 59. Whip Hubley is 60 from Top Gun. Full House, Bob Saget is 61. Former boxing champion Sugar Ray Leonard is 61. Television news anchor Kathleen Sullivan, 64. Brothers Johnson singer George Johnson, 64. Joaquin Garrido is 65 from The Kids Are All Right. Yes, King Crimson drummer Bill Bruford is 68. Iraqi Horror Picture Show, Peter Hinwood, 71. Blues singer Taj Mahal is 75. From The Grudge, Grace Zabriskie is 76. Inside Man, Peter Garrity is 77. Actress in Blue Hawaii, Joan Blackman is 79 today. Those are our celebrity birthdays. If you'd like to get your birthday celebration or anniversary on the air, email me at goodmorning@hernandchamberlain.com, and we'll get it on the show to celebrate. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with the market update, right after these messages.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
After another brouhaha involving the White House, Senator John McCain says the scandals surrounding President Trump are approaching Watergate, in McCain's words, in size, scale, and scope. The Arizona Republican's comments last night coming on the heels of reports that Trump had asked now-fired FBI Director James Comey to stop an investigation into former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn and his possible connections to Russia. And word is Comey penned a memo about it. Here's more from Bill Zimfer.
Meanwhile, the Republican chairman of the House Oversight Committee, Jason Chaffetz, wants to see that memo.
We're drafting the necessary paperwork to get the memo.
Chaffetz says he needs to see the memo sooner rather than later and suggested he's ready to issue a subpoena to get it.
The White House denies the president made any such request of Comey. This is USA Radio News.
Well, once the weather gets warmer, it's not uncommon for people to start spending more money. From yard care to scooping up the hot summer fashions, it's easy to get carried away and overspend, especially if you just received a nice tax refund. But it's easier than you think to shop with a plan to get the most value for your dollar. Here to help is personal finance expert and New York Times bestselling author, Nicole Lappin. Welcome, Nicole.
Thanks so much, Andrew. So programs like Sears Shop Your Way program gives back at least 1% in points value for each purchase, which is awesome, Andrew, because it's like discovering some free money in your wallet, and we all love some of that.
All right, and for those lucky enough to have a tax refund, a smartest way to spend it?
Yeah, so that loyalty program where you can get points, Sears Shop Your Way Marketplace gets you qualifying points not only at Sears Kmart, a Sears Auto Center, but also with partners like Uber, Groupon, a ton more. So it's a good way to have your points online and in-store and on your app.
Excellent. All right, where do we go for more info?
Yes, yeah, so you can head over to Sears.com, or I'm blogging about it, NicoleLappin.com/BYOW.
Thanks, Nicole.
All right, it's time for the investment update. Michelle Heide is off today, so I'll be taking care of it myself with help from CNNMoney.com. So let's look at what the markets are doing. The NASDAQ continues to fly up in the stratosphere there. And I was just listening to Joe Patton talking about how there's a little bit of a disconnect between what the Fed is telling us is going to happen and how the markets are reacting right now. And unfortunately, in Joe's point of view, He's suggesting that the more we continue to ignore the fact that the Fed will probably be raising interest rates, the more that the drop in the markets could be precipitous. So I might want to proceed with caution is pretty much what Joe's telling us. Looking at the markets, Dow was flat, NASDAQ up 20 points, about a third of a percent. S&P pretty much flat. Big movers yesterday. Advanced Micro Devices was up 11%. Corvo up 4.8%. Yahoo in the news constantly, 2.2%. Microsoft up 2.2%. And Brown, the former Corp, down up 1.98%. Losers, Tegna down 6.34%. H&R Block down 5.97%. Davida down 5.97%. MacTengroth down 4.15%. Kimco Realty 4.12%. Oil is at 48.90. Gas is at $3.26. Gold $1,247.60. Silver up 16 is at $16.92. All of the commodities up. Over the last 3 months, all sectors doing well, especially electronic technology, technology services. Transportation is flat. Finance is down 1.21 over the last 3 months. Communication is down 2.66. In the last 3 months, energy minerals down 6.03. What's expected today before the markets? Again, President Trump's woes continue to freak out the markets at this point, so let's see what's happening. The stunning reports denied by the White House deepen the political turmoil engulfing Trump's White House and intensified concerns among investors about the president's ability to push through his big economic plans. The inflammable allegations have spooked both currency and equity markets, says Stephen Innes, who is a senior trader at online broker Oanda. Foreign exchange dealers are in flat-out sell-the-dollar mode. Both the S&P 500 and NASDAQ hit record highs on Tuesday, extending a major rally that took hold following Trump's election in November. Top European and U.S. offices officials will discuss aviation security on Wednesday. This is in regard to a U.S. laptop ban that is to include flights from Europe. The laptop ban bans passengers from bringing electronic devices into the cabin if they're larger than a smartphone. Expanding the ban could disrupt the global aviation industry and slam U.S. tourism. There are more than 350 flights a day from Europe to the U.S. U.S. carriers Delta Airlines, United Airlines, and American Airlines operate the largest number of flights between Europe and the U.S. Shares in Colgate-Palmolive were rising pre-market after a media report suggested the firm's CEO is considering a possible sale. Quarterly results could mean big moves for retailers Target and American Eagle. They're both releasing earnings before the open. Cisco Systems and Victoria's Secret owner L Brands will announce earnings after the close. Gold prices increased about 0.6% in trade at $1,245 per ounce. The weekly U.S. crude inventory reports will be released at 10:30 this morning. Google is hosting an annual developer conference on Wednesday. CEO Sundar Pichai and other executives will take the stage in Mountain View, California, to announce the company's latest hardware and software news. Looking at the markets pre-market right now, the S&P is down 13, the Dow is down 109, and the NASDAQ down 33. So things are percolating in the negative side today. Occidental Petroleum is up 2.59 pre-market. Whirlpool is up 1.35 pre-market. American International Group up 0.92. Lowe's companies up 0.73. Southwest Airlines 0.39. Losers right now, Insight down 1.42. Mosaic down 1.41. McDonald's Corp 1.28. Bank of America down 1.25. And Cardinal Health down 1.1. The Nikkei was down 0.5%. Hang Seng down 0.17%. FTSE down 0.18. And the DAX down 0.45. So all Europe, overseas markets down. And commodities up. So looks like we might be having some defensive play today, given the fact that we're having these issues. Well, we're going to talk to Diane Lane a little bit about travel, and I'm sure travel ban will be part of our conversation. So hang tight. You're listening to Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com.
Bicycle, bicycle, I want to ride my bicycle.
Say white,
you say bar, I say bite,
you say shark,
I say
him, man.
Jaws was never my scene, and I don't like Star Wars.
Say Rose.
Hi.
Come join us for the 4th Annual Hunterdon County Community Day on Saturday, June 3rd from 11 to 4 at the County Fairgrounds, South County Park in Ringo's. There'll be food, there'll be music, there'll be games, fun for the whole family, pony rides and a petting zoo, reptile shows by Michael Schwedick, outdoor games and activities, a shred event sponsored by the Hunterdon County Clerk from 11 to 3, tethered balloon rides by Unity Bank. The 4th Annual Hunterdon County Community Day on Saturday, June 3rd, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the Board of Chosen Freeholders of Hunterdon County, Hunterdon Healthcare, Unity Bank, Jersey Mike's and Subs. For all the great details and information, visit HunterdonChamber.org or give us a call at 908-782-7115.
¿Sabía que de cada 5 personas hay una que lucha con síntomas difíciles de salud mental? NAMI es una organización estatal sin fines de lucro. Somos empleados voluntarios. Somos la voz de la nación sobre las enfermedades mentales. NAMI te ofrece grupos de apoyo, educación e información. Nuestro programa educativo de Familia a Familia está dirigido por miembros de NAMI para familiares y amigos de personas que luchan con dificultad de salud mental. Llámanos al 888-803-3413. Recuerda, no estás solo. NAMI está contigo y no hay salud sin salud mental.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
It's my favorite day of the week when I get to talk with Diane Lane about going on vacation. I just came back, but wow, we got a lot of things to talk about, Diana, so I was glad to get you on a little early today because we... So let's go right to the videotape here. We got the... Just going over the laptop ban.
Yeah.
So what's the real deal with this? And
a ban on flights in 10 airports in the Middle East and North Africa.
Okay.
And they're looking to expand it from U.S. from Europe. So that is what's happening. It's who knows. No decision has been made expanding restrictions for large electronic devices in aircraft cabins, but the laptops and the tablets. It's about the lithium batteries. And that's what they're saying is the issue, where they explode. And they had two planes, lithium-ion battery fires.
Really?
They had two cargo planes crash due to the battery fires in the hole of the plane. So here the people are sitting with, there's like, they had an example of this flight from Emirates was coming to the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
They had over 100 people had to stand in line and check in their electronics. And then they have to stand in line when they get out of customs to go pick it up.
Mm.
And everything is just tagged, and you got to look for your name. And, like, there's nobody to help you after you go through customs to go through 100 boxes of stuff sitting there with your laptop.
Wow.
And it's also making all the flights late.
Yeah.
So they're saying it's because the risk of fire from lithium-ion batteries and because of, I guess, the propaganda that ISIS and whoever is threatening things overseas, because they're saying they caused all this issue. So is it the lithium battery things going on and is it a technical thing, or is it just fear being put in everybody's mind?
Right.
Because of the threat over there. Because you have to understand, North Africa, South Africa, you know, there's a lot of unrest in a lot of countries there. There's a lot of civil war. There's a lot of, you know, things going on. We don't live it here in the United States, okay?
Right.
So you're traveling to a third world country that, yeah, maybe they are developed in certain areas and infrastructure, but there are other things that are lacking.
Right.
And there's some cruel areas that are you don't want to go. You know, you think you're going on a safari, and it's actually an adventure in security. You got to be careful of yourself. You know, so it's a different part of the world, and it's also a different mentality. So I don't know what people are going to run into now. It's going to have to see what the TSA and everybody, the Homeland Security, what they decide to do.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, the travel agents organizations here in the U.S. are trying to fight it.
Mm-hmm.
The ban will expand to us, but nobody really doesn't know. They really don't know. They're trying to seek protocols to neutralize threats, to minimize disruptions, you know, stuff like that. So we don't know yet.
All right. So what is it? I know it's gonna morph, but basically it's saying that
time checking in, unless you like have global entry,
right?
Where you pay that extra fee to go through. Pretty faster.
Right.
That's where you're going to save some time. Otherwise, it's going to be more delays getting on the planes and getting off the planes.
And just putting your laptop in your luggage is not going to get you anywhere. Is that right?
No, it is. It's going to get checked, but it's going to get checked in the hole.
Okay.
Just like they were doing if you were going to take it. In other words, business travelers like to stay connected and work while they're flying.
Yeah,
okay?
I understand. Yep.
They're not allowed to bring the planes on the plane, so that reduces productivity. Okay, what did we do years ago? We never had all this.
Yeah, I get
everybody
it.
Got on the plane, relaxed, and took a plane ride.
Yep.
I mean, it's better than driving. So, yep. I don't know. I mean, if they're saying the U.S. and the U.K. are targeting different countries in initial ban, and will other countries follow suit? They don't know yet. It's really, they got to start investing in airport security screening procedures. They got to implant more broadly.
Mm-hmm.
The other countries are going to do their own policies. So you know what? Here we go again, just like we have in the United States.
Yep.
This state does this rules for this building, and then this state does this rule for the building. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Okay.
Like New Jersey, we have restrictions on how we have to drill a well. In Pennsylvania, there is too, but they didn't years ago. So it's the same thing here. There are some countries that are going to say, well, we do this, and this is what we're going to do. They're going to have to get together.
Well, okay.
They're going to have to all work on this. It's very complicated.
Yep. Okay.
Yeah.
So that's upcoming, and so prepare for that. Start. How do you find the latest about air travel like that and those types of rules?
Well, a lot of times you can go online to Homeland Security,
okay.
The U.S. Department of Aviation. They sometimes will post things what the airlines are going to be doing.
Mm-hmm.
But the U.S. Travel Association is also involved. So you're going to have, but it's going to be the Department of Homeland Security and the TSA.
Okay.
They're the ones clearly going to make the decisions what's going to happen.
And so if you have tickets or are going to purchase tickets in the future and they make a change, I'm sure the airline will contact you in some manner, right?
They may and may not.
May
they
not.
May and they may automatically put it on their tickets for security purposes.
Oh, okay. So you got to read your tickets.
This is what's going to be going on. And just like with the when we had to pack only 3 ounces of stuff
right
on the carry-on, so now everything else goes in your suitcase. Do you know what I mean?
I know.
I don't even lock my suitcase anymore.
Yeah, what's the point?
Yeah, because they're going to go through it, and they're going to break everything, and why do that?
Yep.
You know? So I don't know why they're such a target, but it's an investment and that they're going to have to up the security and the screening procedures. And it, everybody is going to take longer to be at the airport.
Yep. Okay.
You know, so you're going to have to plan on being there sooner.
We're going to have, we'll have to pool our money together and have custom flights.
Well, the only thing I hope, and I'm hoping they don't add this issue to the ticket, like a fee.
Oh, yeah. Here
you know what I'm saying? That they pass it on to the airport.
Right.
You know, like they've done everything else.
Sure. All right, so we got that going. So we'll keep everybody updated, but for those of you
that... Yeah, we're going to have to weigh it in and see what happens. You know, they're watching it to see which way it goes, and it's right now it's the Middle East, North Africa, and Europe, and it's because of Dubai is in the Middle East. They're the ones saying, okay, nothing going to the United States. They don't want to take that chance that somebody put a bomb on their plane.
Mm-hmm. Very well.
You know.
And Dubai is... who's making the ban? Is it you feel like the United States is banning from Dubai or Dubai?
No,
is
they're doing it themselves.
They're doing it themselves. So they don't even want to.
Based on their security and information that they're getting overseas.
Wow. Okay. Well,
you kind of went bye bye. Where are you?
Yeah, I'm here.
I can hardly hear you.
Well, I'm here. I didn't go anywhere.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, anyway.
Okay.
That's better.
All right. Well.
Oh, you're in and out.
Okay. Must be our
the
connection.
Other thing I forgot, to, I don't know if I discussed it with you last week, the last time we were on the phone, the oil issue of production in the United States and mm-hmm. the cost of oil has gone down so much.
Yeah.
Alaska's residents are not making as much revenue as they used to make on oil production.
Right.
And because they're losing that revenue and benefiting Alaska, it's going to hit the cruise industry of Alaska. So they are now going to be raising the fees and taxes and permits for the cruise companies to come into Alaska.
Oh.
And the prices of tickets go on cruises to Alaska are going to go up.
Okay.
That was made notice a few weeks ago. I don't think a lot of people realize that's coming because now it's the start of the cruise season coming into Alaska right now.
Mm-hmm.
So if people are starting to see higher prices on the cruises for Alaska, that's why. Oil production is down and around the world, and so they're not making the money that they were making.
Yeah, but people in Alaska, every person in Alaska gets an income
yep.
check because of the Alaskan oil production.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Every person, it's amazing.
Yeah, but also the cruise company saved because they were getting cheaper oil and it's cheaper prices for everything. So
right.
now that's kind of like going bye-bye.
Okay, so your exotic destination. Now, that's for new tickets, right? That's not for
yeah, it's
past.
For new stuff now, henceforward.
All right.
Okay. And as we get more, reliant on Mother Nature's natural way of making energy, like mm-hmm. solar and gas and different things like that.
Yep.
You know, oil production is going to go down if they don't have to depend on oil. Production.
Sure. Okay.
So.
All right. So we got that location covered. What else? What else you got on your plate? You always have something really cool and exotic that's cooking.
Well, the other thing I think we talked about. Remember, I told you Marlon Brando owned an island.
Yes.
30 miles northeast of Tahiti.
Yeah.
Well, they're one of the only resorts right now dealing with deep, deep water. Get the seawater.
Yeah.
It's self-sufficient for drinking water, for power, for they're using coconut oil for their hot water. They're doing everything like if you had nothing else to live on an island
mm-hmm.
and you had to use the resources.
Okay.
Have you ever checked out the Brando?
I have not, but my friend Mike, who's a film guy, he's infatuated about that whole process and Marlon and his spin on things.
It's an island. It's Teara Island, okay?
Uh-huh.
It's their stewardship is to promote this beautiful system, you know?
Okay.
So
there's a salination process. There's a.
Oh, there's a lot.
It's all green.
Is
basically it. Okay.
Hang on. Let me.
And where? How do you get to this island?
Well, it, you